And the Stone Canyon Band from, I think, 1973, and The Garden Party, which was a song that Rick wrote and was based on a true experience. I guess he did one of those revival shows at Madison Square Garden. That's where The Garden Party comes in. And he got a pretty bad reception from the audience. They were booing him because he wasn't playing what they wanted him to play, I guess. And he didn't know what they wanted for sure. So he just sat down and wrote a song about the whole experience, and it sold almost a million copies for him, huh? That's showbiz. We're going to break for some news, and we'll come right back. This is KNEW, Oakland, San Francisco. It's 10 o'clock.
The simulated recreation of the assassination of President Kennedy, coupled with a tape recording made during the shooting incident, has at least revived the two gunmen theory in the case. Correspondent Charles Van Dyke reports.
How many shots were fired at President Kennedy in Dallas? An acoustics expert told the House Assassinations Committee his examination of a tape made at the time shows there's a 50-50 chance it was three or four. As Dr. James Barger put it,
it's about equally likely that there were three shots. However, there is an equal likelihood that there were four.
And if it was four, this is the way the scientists think it would have sounded. If there were three shots, that agrees with the Warren Commission and its single assassin conclusion. If there were four, there could have been more than one gunman. Charles Van Dyke, Capitol Hill.
Turning to other news, the House has adjourned for the night after 12 hours of debate on President Carter's civil service reform legislation. An attempt to water down veterans' preference has failed. A change in wind direction has apparently spared a residential area southwest of Denver that was threatened by a forest fire. Russia has proposed a treaty to guarantee non-nuclear nations against nuclear attack. The Soviets have asked the UN to take up the proposal. This is Ed Cain in Washington. Sounds of warfare rang in the streets of Nicaragua Monday as National Guard airplanes sought out anti-government strongholds. AP correspondent Lou Wheaton and two news photographers came under fire during one action in Masaya, as we hear in this actuality tape.
Fired. I don't know. It was over there.
Somebody ought to get that 50 caliber. Give me that 50 caliber. I'm blowing out of air.
Yeah. He's coming back. Making another run.
That's it, us. I saw smoke from that gun.
I heard those bullets
over my head.
The sounds of war in Nicaragua. One of the world's leading auto race drivers died early Monday after a crack-up in a race in Rome. Correspondent Marcia Taylor has that story.
Ronnie Peterson has died in Italy after sustaining multiple fractures and serious burns over much of his body at Monza racetrack. Driving a British racing team Lotus, the 34-year-old Peterson was injured in a 10-car pileup just seconds after the Italian Grand Prix had started. Peterson was pulled from his blazing car by other drivers. Italian driver Vittorio Brambilla, at the wheel of a Surtees, was also injured in the same pileup but is expected to recover. Most drivers said after the race that they consider Monza the most dangerous track in Europe. Marcia Taylor, Rome.
Arab diplomats have indicated that Jordan's King Hussein might join the Middle East summit talks if Israel makes certain concessions. Meantime, a state-owned Egyptian newspaper claims there has been little progress so far at the Camp David summit. This is Associated Press Radio News.
This is news from KNEW. A big Marine helicopter crash and burn near the Marine Training Center at 29 Palms today, killing five people aboard. The identity of the victims was not immediately known. A San Diego judge gave local boat and trailer owners a $17 million windfall today with a ruling that Proposition 13 applies to unsecured as well as real property. Two King City tomato growers have sued the United Farm Workers Union for $200 million on grounds a labor dispute resulted in damages to their crops and equipment. And the League of Women Voters charged yesterday that Attorney General Evel Younger is delaying efforts to arrange an election session debate between him and Governor Brown. In sports, Daryl Porter hit a pair of solo home runs, and Amos Otis added a three-run shot to give the Kansas City Royals a 7-2 victory over the Oakland A's. Marty Patton pitched perfect baseball through six innings for the Royals and allowed only four hits to bring his record to 3-2. And the victory moved first-place Kansas City 1.5 games ahead of California in the American League West. The weather for the Bay Area, fair through Wednesday, but patches of fog near the coast beginning Tuesday night. Slightly warmer days inland, lows in the 50s, highs both days in the upper 60s and 70s near the coast to the mid-80s inland. West to northwest winds to 20 miles per hour. Currently it's 66 degrees in Oakland, 68 in San Jose, 63 in Marin, 62 in San Francisco. And that's news from KNEW. I'm Bob Guerra. Thank you.
trouble. And I stood by you when things went wrong. I picked you up each time you stumbled. When you were weak and I was strong. But darling, you don't need to thank me. Having you is thanks enough.
George Jones with a Bob McDill tune from his Bartender Blues album. Before that, Jolene from 1973. It's 10 minutes after 10 o'clock on KNEW with Bob Guerra on a Monday.
Well, you could say I've had my share of lovers. There were others before your time, but I know now that I was only looking for something I couldn't find. Until you came along, I was breaking. Oh, and it's the aching I was guilty of. I shared a bed or two, 'cause I was lonely.
Time a minute for love, another Bob McDill song. Bob must be one of the richest men in Nashville, just sitting out there writing them songs and all them country stars recording them and making them hits. It's 13 after 10 on KNEW, where you can win the LP you want this weekend. That's right, we'll give you three possible LPs to win. You pick the one you like the best, just be the designated caller and win the LP you want. It's as simple as that, starting at noon Friday on KNEW, where you, well, you have the best music, you know that. And now you have the most fun. Top 10 record, Womanhood. Before that, Willie Nelson from his Redheaded Stranger album featuring his sister Bobby, playing on M88s and the old Down Yonder. Down, dun, 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 dun. 18 minutes after 10 o'clock on KNEW with Bob Garris. 66 degrees currently in the city of Oakland.
Thank you. with a good-looking woman and just get out of my way. Turn on the jukebox, I'll show you a song you should play.